Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, the three parishes, this is Father Scott C. Toller. Many of you have known me from preaching in your churches. And last week I began a series of reflections, 5-minute reflections, on pertinent topics that might help people in their faith walk. Last week, for example, my first one, I talked about how to deal with worry. Well, today I would like to share with you some thoughts about how faith works. When Jesus used the word faith, he meant trust, because there was not a whole list of doctrines that people had to have faith in. For example, remember when Jesus was walking on the turbulent waters towards the disciples who had left before him? And Peter saw Jesus coming, and he said, "Master, if that's you, call me to you." And Jesus said, "Come." Well, Peter got out of the boat and started to walk, and everything was doing well, very well, until he looked down and the turbulent water scared him and he started to sink and he said, "Master, save me," and Jesus helped him and he got into the boat and Jesus said to him, "Where was your faith?" In other words, he was saying, "Why didn't you trust me?" You know, today, more and more I hear people say, "I have a difficult time trusting. I don't trust the government, I don't trust organized religion, I don't trust the media, and there's even certain members of their family that I don't trust." So trusting Jesus means we have to get out of the boat, to leave our comfort zone. There's a story in Mark's gospel where Jesus is approached by a father who said his daughter is very, very sick at home, and would Jesus come down and heal her? Well, as they're walking towards the house, neighbors come running out to the men and says, "Don't bother the master, your daughter has died." And the man, of course, is just beside himself. And so Jesus says to him, "Fear is useless, what is needed is trust." And that's what Jesus says to us in our difficult moments. Fear is useless, what is needed is trust. Last week, I talked about worry and the need for a dynamic memory. I believe that when we are facing a crisis, it's important to remember how Jesus got us through the last crisis. Jesus is the good shepherd who watches over us constantly. I think most of us find Psalm 23 to be our most favorite psalm. Remember the line that goes like this? "Yea, though I walk through the dark valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." So the Good Shepherd watches over us constantly. The Our Father tells us a lot about how God wants us to trust. When we pray the Our Father, we say, "Give us today our daily bread." Now the emphasis is on daily bread. Our Father only gives us daily bread because he wants us to take one day at a time and to be really attached to him. Have you ever prayed the Serenity Prayer? Most people know the first three lines. "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." Let me tell you, the prayer goes on. Let me share the next two lines. "Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time." The secret of staying healthy and growing in faith is to take one day at a time. A woman named Helen Hellicott wrote a wonderful reflection on trust. It is based on God telling Moses what his name was, which means "I am." In her reflection, a person says, "I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I am. He paused. I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I will be. When you live in this moment, it's not hard. I am here. My name is I am." Something we all need to practice, living in the moment, taking one day at a time. Now, my suggestion for you this week in your faith walk, and it'll be tested, keep repeating God's word, "I am here." So until next time, may God bless you, your family, and all the members of the Bellworth Park community.